darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It is certainly obvious from this parable in our gospel reading that Jesus, yes, Christ, he deserves all the credit for declaring you and me and for connecting us to him, declaring us righteous. Indeed, as dead, helpless branches, you and I have been forgiven at the cross and then grafted into the true vine by the power of the Lord's word and his promise pronounced upon us. Once connected to Christ by his word, though, notice that the calling, yes, this calling for us is not for us to be and to work towards becoming more connected. Yes, to be more connected or more grafted into Christ. But the calling is to simply remain and to abide. What does this mean? It means that you and I, we can confidently know that we have already been cleansed and we are fully and completely grafted into the vine through the Lord's powerful word, his word that delivers the benefits of Calvary to you. Yes, you can say with confident joy that you are completely justified because of Jesus' death on the cross. And you can also know and confess that you are completely sanctified, that is to say, made clean by the words spoken to you. Listen, dear friends, you are reckoned saints, for Jesus is your complete sanctification. Now, being sanctified in Christ, though this means that you are not subject to the enemies of assurance. Those enemies being adjectives like more or greater or true or further or higher, real and nearer. Indeed, these adjectives, they are enemies of assurance, and they all communicate to us that the branches grafting to the vine is lacking. However, you are not lacking anything. You are not lacking anything in Christ. Indeed, adjectives, they can strip assurance and create the impression that the goal of the Christian is to move closer and upward towards the vine in order to obtain something that is lacking. Regrettably, these adjectives, they give the impression that the branch should ascend up the vine to obtain a greater or improved ontological status, but this is not the case with you. The reason being, you have every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. He has declared you clean by his word. Yes, his word has declared you clean. It is what it is. Otherwise stated, it is not necessary for you to move upon the Holy One, but rather the Holy One, yes, the Holy One, has moved upon you with a declarative word. You are clean. Being sanctified in Christ also means that it is not up to the branch to try and produce fruit that is good works, as a bargaining tool for being connected to the vine, or as a payment for the status of being declared clean. Rather, this sanctification is the source of all good works, works that the forgiven Christian gets to bear. The implications of this are clear. The good works that each of you bear certainly have no power to make you more clean or connect you more to the vine. The good works that you walk in are a result of being connected to Jesus by the word and faith, not the cause. The fruit of good works can be thought of as marks of the faith and grace. They are descriptive and not prescriptive. Thus, we must be on guard from believing that the reason for being connected to the vine or staying connected to the true vine is due to our good works or some inherent strength that we supposedly bring to the table. Now, my friends, while it is spot on to confess that these good works are not the cause of sanctification and do not preserve faith, it must be noted that it is certainly true that evil works destroy faith. What this means is that even though you are cleansed by God's forgiving word, we are daily in need of the vine growers, that is, the Father's work upon us. Because the old Adam, this old stubborn Adam, still clings to us, this sinful nature. The Father, though, does not act upon us by applying spiritual cosmetics to our sin in order to masquerade our sin as a legitimate fruit. Furthermore, the solution to the old Adam is not exhorting a pep talk to this old Adam, encouraging the old Adam to go into more willpower so that he might somehow produce fruit or possibly reform his old ways. You know, just try harder. Rather, what is needed is an end to the old Adam and his sin. What is needed is death. Your sinful nature needs to be cut off and thrown away, that is to say, drowned in the waters of your baptism, for you have, yes, you have been baptized. The vine grower needs to act upon the branch by pruning and stripping the branches of unneeded leaves. Thankfully, God, yes, God will not allow or permit the branch to simply exist in an unpruned status. It must be fertilized, acted upon, and tended to, for to not do so would to be led it to degenerate into a wild and barren branch. God does indeed cultivate and feed and prune and strip the branches so that they yield good fruit. Truly, the branch is pruned to make it bear more fruit. But fruit for whom? Martin Luther once said, God does not need our good works, but our neighbor does. This is also certainly true in this parable before us. For the vine does not produce fruit as a means of circular consumption. The branches are not a means that the vine uses to bear fruit for itself. Furthermore, as branches, you and I are not the source of our good works. The vine is. What this means is that we don't produce good fruits, but we simply bear them as gift. Good works are prepared in advance for us to walk in as gift. This teaches us that we don't do good works to become a Christian, but we do good works because we already are. They are gift. Thus, a proper understanding of the doctrine of vocation, as we will hear today, helps us understand that God not only prepares good works, but he gives us the opportunity to serve our neighbor with these good works in our callings that we've been called to, these vocations which are avenues in which God has called us to bear fruit. Blessed baptized saints, Jesus says that apart from him we can do nothing. Yes, you can do nothing apart from Christ. This Christian life is not the establishment of the unholy trinity of me, myself, and I as an independent, autonomous vine. It is rather to abide in Christ, the true vine, and the only vine, by faith, continually receiving the word and the sacraments that are what? For us, for you. Blessed baptized saints, as branches of God the Holy Spirit, you and I only do good to the extent that he rules and he leads and that he guides. If God the Holy Spirit would withdraw his gracious hand, you and I would cease to be branches of his verbs to and through us. We could not for one moment remain in the faith, let alone bear good fruit. You are dependent upon the vine. And cooperate as, yes, as you receive all that is good and salutary from the vine. Baptized saints, because good works are the fruit of the Spirit, you and I, we get to look to Christ and his word rather than ourselves and what we are doing. The reason for this is if we look to the good works to spur on more good works in our vocations, our endeavor will prove to be futile at best. It is foolish because Jesus is the true vine. He is the author and the perfecter of faith. Fix your eyes upon Christ. His word is for you. Baptized saints, you are completely justified because of Jesus' death on the cross, and you're completely sanctified, made clean by the words spoken to and for you. You are reckoned saints, for Jesus forgives you of all of your sins. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. There is no condemnation for you in Christ Jesus. You are clean. Jesus is your complete sanctification, for you are baptized into his name. Jesus is the true vine. We are the branches, and we live the sanctified life from the vine, receiving, faithing, living in him, and his word for us. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.